Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, so far this week, Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling wheat harvest about 21% complete. Oklahoma wheat harvest moved pretty slow, as you can imagine, as most regions had some rains and very high humidity. Had a few locations take in large amounts in the central part of the state on Saturday afternoon. Wheat across the state is ready in most regions, but that rainfall is keeping producers from making quite a bit of progress. Had some small amounts taken in far north of Shattuck, and then also test cutting on dry land wheat in the Panhandle, but no reports on what was harvested in the Panhandle out by Hooker. Now, of course, if it stays dry throughout the dry land wheat harvest in the Panhandle, is going to get a good start, either by the middle of this week or a little bit later. In the northeast part of the state, over by Afton and Miami, the wheat will most likely be ready by the end of the week. And then once things dry out, they can begin cutting. Take a look at several locations around the state for southwest and western Oklahoma. In the Altus, Roosevelt, Lone Wolf, and Hobart area, wheat harvest in this region has been slowed by rains and high humidity days. Some places around Altus got 2 to 3 inches of rain over the weekend. Test weights on wheat cuttings prior to the rains were about 61 plus for the area. Yields reported is ranging from the low 40s to mid 50s. Some higher intensively managed wheat making in those 60 to low 70s range. Proteins in the region about 9 to 14%. That location about 25% complete. In the Sentinel Rocky area, producers had a good start, but again, high humidity and moisture over the past week have hindered a lot of the progress. Test weights, 60 to 62 pounds per bushel. Yields being reported about 30 bushels to mid-50s. Lower yields are on the heavily grazed fields. Some higher yields are expected once producers start getting into better wheat. Proteins in this region about 12 to 15%. Harvest in this area about 5% complete. Well, the International Grains Council has released its grain market report highlighting key global grain production and trade forecasts. The report shows a reduction in the forecast for world total grain production, which is wheat and coarse grains, for 23 and 24, now at 2.297 billion metric tons, which is down by about 4 million metric tons month on month. The decrease is primarily due to lower estimates for sorghum and barley. Now, despite its increased carry-ins cushioning the supply outlook, carryover stocks were cut by 3 million metric tons to 588 million. Forecast for global trade in 23-24 is raised by 8 million metric tons, driven by the larger wheat and maize flows. World soybean trade in 23-24 projected to increase by about 2 million metric tons. Inventory is going to be higher and trade's likely going to reach an all-time high of 172.2 million metric tons.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.